turnpike or
highway, super highway.
Well, I guess, well, the term is used, but I, if I was referring to super, but if I was referring to four lane, I refer to the number designated to that road, like Interstate 55.
Okay. Well, if you're traveling along 55, these places on the side of the road that you can stop, rest, maybe go to the bathroom, what do you call that?
Rest areas.
Would that usually have a restaurant?
No. Well, no. A restroom or a restaurant?
Restaurant for eating.
No, rest area? No.
You don't associate that
no.
with the rest area?
Mm.
Okay. As you drive along the road, you know these stripes that are painted down the center to help you stay in your lane? Do you have a name for those?
No, other than lines that were painted there in order for you to stay on the right side of the road.
Do you ever call it, have you heard people call it center line?
Yes, I've heard that, but I wouldn't, if you would just ask me, just point blank, what do you call the center line of the road, you know, or what's the purpose of the center line?
Mm-hmm.
To divide the highway.
Okay. What about the big grassy area that you sometimes see on highways, if not grass, maybe concrete or steel, you know, that serves a kind
of... In the center of four lanes?
Yeah, what would you call that area?
Medium.
Regardless of whether it was grassy or concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you wanted to get off Highway 55 at any point, maybe go into a little town or something, what would you call the thing that you drive up to leave?
The exit.
Okay. What about to re-enter the highway?
Well, I associate I associate exit in both situations. Exit leaving the highway and whatever street from that particular street onto the interstate.
Okay. Do you have any names for streets in a city that you can only enter or leave at certain areas?
One way.
Okay. You would call that a...
That you can only... Yes, uh-huh. A one-way street.
Yeah, okay. Do the names Boulevard or Causeway, anything like that mean anything to you?
Well, not particularly.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the names, but in other words, you're asking me, do I connote a difference when I hear Boulevard or Parkway or Avenue?
Yeah.
No, I do not.
They're all just streets.
Yeah.
Okay. What about... Again, in terms of Crowder, this might will probably seem silly, but is there a main street in Crowder?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, it's the highway from Lambert over to 35 that goes to Charleston and Batesville. Now, what is it called? I don't know. I really, because... Well, I really haven't taken that much interest in learning the names of streets that the board of aldermen the names that they've given the streets. I just haven't, because I grew up there, I know where they are, so, you know, what's the sense in learning what this is called?
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same there. I'm lousy at giving directions to strangers in town if they need names. Okay. Any names for neighborhood streets around where you grew up that you recall? Or again, is it just a matter of...
No. As I said, their names are given them, but I haven't paid the names any attention.
Okay. Right. If in a town you came to a place where railroad tracks were, you know, constructed such that they went over the road, do you have a name for...
Viaduct.
Okay. Ever heard people call it that?
Overpasses.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it an underpass?
Well, I guess it would if the railroad track went under. Well, no, really, I would either think of the railroad going over the street or the street going over the railroad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.